It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent a burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's Ring. ring.com/WSJ.
So what bothers Americans about their apps and gadgets? A lot of things. The Wall Street Journal's Dirty Dozen Tech Peeves coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
We love our tech gadgets and our smartphone apps, but they are certainly far from perfect. Just as it did in 2015, the Wall Street Journal has tallied a list of 12 annoyances for this year, things that just drive us crazy about our tech toys. The Wall Street Journal's Jeff Fowler is here with at least some of the Dirty Dozen. We'll get to as many as we can. Jeff, you write that the purpose of the list is not really to vent, but to get tech companies to take notice and to make improvements.
That's right. So my colleague Joanna Starter and I are obviously testing and reviewing these gadgets all year long and hearing from readers and listeners about their grievances and annoyances. And we really, you know, we keep track of these things and we make lists, and we decided at least once a year we wanted to make a list that let the tech companies know what sorts of choices they're making in their designs and actually even sometimes in their business models that really disadvantage their customers. And then on top of that, we wanted to just give people some advice with how to deal with some of these things, some of these issues when we can.
One thing that more and more people are dealing with is Uber, the ride company, and the problem of distracted driving. Why don't you talk about that?
It's now clear that people who are using smartphones while driving are putting themselves and other people on the road at danger. And yet, sort of some of the biggest companies that have emerged out of the new economy in the last year or two kind of depend on the notion that drivers are using smartphones while they are behind the wheel, particularly Uber and Lyft. I have been in many Uber and Lyft rides where I start to get uncomfortable because the driver is sitting there futzing with things. In fact, Uber drivers have just 15 seconds after a potential job comes in to accept it, or else they're going to lose that ride, lose making some money. So the whole design of the system really requires the drivers to be futzing with their phones the whole time. And then I've also been in many rides where the drivers don't just work for one company, they work for two or three. So then you have a whole armada of smartphones hooked up to their dashboards that they have to futz with while they're driving.
So the idea is, you know, they have to make a living, obviously, because it depends on each ride, but it could come at great expense and at great peril.
Yeah, now these ride companies say that, listen, they've been trying to make their apps better. For example, you don't have to tap on a certain button. You can just tap anywhere on the screen to accept a ride. I think they could take it a step further if they perhaps made them voice activated. You could just say out loud, accept. Or what about giving all the drivers a heads-up display so that they don't have to look to the side while they're driving? They can just keep looking forward.
Another tech peeve that you mentioned here is not enough battery life for our devices.
Yeah, this is one that made our list last year as well. We decided to bring it back again just because we're not really seeing much progress on it. You know, in our tests, the iPhone 6S, this year's model of the iPhone, actually went down ever so slightly in battery life from the iPhone 6 because it's got a lot more stuff going on in it. You know, Apple has actually finally kind of acknowledged that there's a bit of a battery life problem. They came out with their own battery extending case, which makes your gives your iPhone maybe kind of a hunchback look, which probably didn't make Johnny Ive, the design guru, very happy, but certainly makes anybody who gets one of these things feel like they've got a second lung to have more battery life on the day. I think what we want the tech companies to understand is we will happily accept slightly thicker gadgets for better battery life. We're at the point where particularly smartphones are so core to the way that we live our lives that running out of juice during the day or even having to worry about running out of juice has become a major headache.
Now, another one you touch on is those sounds which are really a pain in the rear. Isn't there some way we can silence all these sounds that are supposed to serve as alerts, but they're really nuisances?
Yeah, you know, the smartphones and tablets, when they first came along, the kind of the idea of tapping and on a screen and using a screen as a keyboard or as an input was kind of new. And so the sounds kind of helped, you know, that kind of 1940s typewriter sound, the clackety, 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 clack. That was cool then. But come on, folks, it's 2016. We don't really need to pretend that this is a keyboard anymore. And in fact, all that those noises do, especially if you're in a quiet place, is annoy the people around you. So part of this is on us, the consumers. We got to just switch off that phone, put it in silent mode when you're in those quiet places. But beyond that, I think the phone makers could help by making silent maybe the default. Maybe make it so you have to go in to turn on that clackety-clack keyboard sound if you really want it. Or, you know, a lot of them have do not disturb modes for the evening, which limits the calls and messages that can come in. How about making the do not disturb mode also make it stop making noises? So there are definitely some things both sides could do.
Absolutely. And another pet peeve, apps that are tracking us.
Yeah, so there's a lot of apps out there that use your location to provide you all kinds of great things. Uber is one of them, right? It knows where you are, gives in the car to you, can track those cars around. But if you pay close attention, there are a number of apps that still ask your permission when you first open them to track you all the time, even when you're not using the phone. Some of the ones that do this include many of the big airlines, American, United, and Delta. Starbucks wants to track you always. Walmart seeks that permission. Those companies say, listen, we need that to provide certain services. We're not really trying to create a dossier of everywhere you ever go. But some of the other app companies actually do want to do that, and I think people maybe don't realize it. Google's Waze, if you have that app on your phone and you're running it, it is tracking your location at all times. So is TripAdvisor and the Weather Channel.
Well, can't you just say no? Do all these companies have to ask your permission or not?
So all of these companies on an iPhone and most Android phones do have to ask your permission up front.
Can't you just say no?
You could say no, but then the problem is they give you a yes or no kind of binary where it's either, let's take Waze, for example, you either let it track you all the time or you can't use the app.
Right.
So most people say yes because they want to use the app. They downloaded the thing. The better solution is for these apps to, from the beginning, use as the lowest possible level of tracking, which is just when you're using the app. And then if you want an additional service, they should let you up it. But they certainly shouldn't start you out with track all the time. It's a privacy concern. The other thing is, it's a big drain on your battery.
Absolutely.
So that goes back to our earlier complaints.
Another different sort of tech peeve, browser tab overload. The busier we get, the more tabs that appear at the top of our screen, and they can really get confusing.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. The web browser really hasn't changed very much over the decades. Netscape first introduced those tabs we've got back in 2002, and they haven't really grown up much since then. So we need some new ideas in browsers to kind of help us, you know, yes, be able to find new things and then save them for later without having to kind of hunt around like where's Waldo to find them when we want to find that one thing we need.
And another one here, you write that phones, as ubiquitous as they've become, they still can't replace wallets.
Yeah, that was supposed to be the promise, right, of these devices with the thumbprint ID reader that you'd be able to, of course, pay in stores, and you can do that in more places. But what about the door ID badge? What about the train ride you take to work? There's so many things that the technology exists, and the hardware exists in these phones now to be able to do, but we just haven't taken it there. Right now, only one state is actually even doing an experiment with a mobile driver's license. That's Iowa. Some other states have said, we don't even want to try. So that needs to speed up because we're ready for that.
Jeff Fowler, thanks a lot for joining the podcast.
You bet.
And there are a few other annoyances Jeff Fowler and Joanna Stern touch upon in their Tech Fails article in the Wall Street Journal, including retail sites that demand your email address, not enough gigabyte capacity, expensive airplane Wi-Fi that doesn't really work, Wi-Fi routers that fail to do the job in your home, autocorrect that doesn't always correct, and last but not least, Apple's iOS operating system, which has been criticized for not being very open. For the latest updates, be sure to follow us on Twitter at WSJ.com. We're also online at WSJ.com/podcasts and subscribe to us on iTunes as well. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Thanks for listening.